Texting between two different kinds of phones makes photos blurry, ugly, and security risky. Not just that, it also makes video calling, editing messages, or leaving a group nearly impossible. With WhatsApp, everyone can enjoy seamless messaging with the protection of end-to-end encryption. Streamline your messages across all devices on WhatsApp. Message privately with anyone you want. Click the banner or download now to learn more.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43926-7V1.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap Monday's news, notes, and action from the diamond and get you ready for a full Tuesday slate ahead. So let's get crack-a-lackin' on the news and notes. Anthony Rizzo of the New York Yankees was out of Monday's game, marking the second straight game he's missed. The Yankees are giving Rizzo a few days to reset himself after his struggles this season. Rizzo claims he's close to being good to go, but we shall see. It's been a very rough year for the Yankees' first baseman. Tim Anderson of the Miami Marlins was activated from the bereavement list on Monday, and he'll be back to starting at shortstop on Tuesday. Xavier Edwards was sent back to AAA. Otto Lopez was reinstated from the paternity list on Monday, and he'll be back in the starting lineup at second base on Tuesday. Tristan Gray was sent back to AAA. Geraldo Perdomo of the Arizona Diamondbacks is set to be activated from the IL on Tuesday. The D-backs sent Pavin Smith back to AAA on Monday, which would suggest that would be the corresponding move for Perdomo in his return. Kevin Newman won't be playing as much at shortstop now, and Blaze Alexander could be the next casualty when Jordan Lawler comes back, but I still think somehow Eugenio Suarez's days are numbered in Arizona. Tommy Pham and Andrew Benintendi of the Chicago White Sox both began their rehab assignments on Monday at the White Sox Arizona Complex facility. No timetable has been announced for either player's return. Max Stassi of the Chicago White Sox had season-ending hip surgery on Friday. It's a bummer. Kind of excited about him getting a new start in Chicago to start the season. That did not go well, but did open the door for Corey Lee to start to make a little bit of a fantasy impact with the White Sox. Robert Gasser of the Milwaukee Brewers has received three different doctor's opinions or medical opinions on his flexor strain. And on Monday, the Brewers manager Pat Murphy said he does not expect to see Gasser back again this season. Nick Ahmed of the San Francisco Giants will continue his rehab assignment on Tuesday. He's been out since May 10th with a wrist sprain. Ahmed tried to start his rehab on June 1st, but his wrist was still hurting and he was shut down once again. Jordan Romano, the Toronto Blue Jays, has begun throwing the last couple of days. And if he continues to progress nicely, Romano could be back on a mound throwing on this weekend, which would lead to a potential rehab assignment in the week ahead. Dylan Moore, the Seattle Mariners, was placed on the paternity list on Monday. Leo Rivas was recalled from AAA for the few days that Moore will miss. Andres Munoz of the Seattle Mariners. This was a bit interesting to me. Munoz returned and threw in the eighth inning on Sunday, the first time he's been back since he injured his back. But then on Monday, the Mariners said that Munoz is still dealing with the back injury. It's still bothering him, and that he'll be day-to-day for now. So instead of just putting Munoz on the IL to let his back heal, they're willing to make him day-to-day as a potential eighth-inning arm. Ryan Stanek pitched late in the game on Monday before the Cal Raleigh walk-off grand slam against the White Sox. Elias Diaz of the Colorado Rockies left Monday's game with a leg injury he suffered while running to first base. After the game, it was diagnosed as a tight left calf, and Diaz is day-to-day. Kyle Tucker is not using crutches anymore as he's recovering from his shin injury, and the Astros are optimistic that Tucker can return on Friday when first eligible to come off the IL. Matt Chapman of the San Francisco Giants is out of the Giants lineup for the second straight game as he's dealing with a hamstring injury. The Giants do expect Chapman back on Tuesday. Wilmer Flores was also out of Monday's lineup as he's dealing with knee soreness, but he was available off the bench, and he pinch hit late in the game and picked up a single for the Giants. He's expected back in the starting lineup on Tuesday. Hunter Renfroe of the Kansas City Royals fouled two balls off his foot in the third inning and left the game for the Royals. After the game, Renfroe was diagnosed with a fractured left big toe, and he is likely headed to the IL. Louis Varland of the Minnesota Twins will be recalled on Tuesday to make a spot start for the Twins. It allows all starters to get an extra day off. That's all this is for. And Varland should be sent back to AAA after the start. Varland had a 5.31 ERA over eight starts at AAA with 44 strikeouts and 40 2/3 innings pitched. Carlos F. Rodriguez of the Milwaukee Brewers is set to make his MLB debut for the Brewers on Tuesday. He will get the start as the Brewers are desperate for any pitching, as Joe Ross even had a setback from his back injury while he was trying to rehab. Over 11 starts at AAA, Rodriguez had a 5.17 ERA with 66 strikeouts over 62 2/3 innings pitched, but he only had a 13.8% K to walk, as Rodriguez has 29 walks over that stretch as well. All right, before we talk about the highlights of the day and much, much more, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With Erlita, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erlita is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erlita may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erlita can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erlita is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erlita.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Intrican, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from a small slate on Monday. Jackson Chourio, 1-for-2 with a solo shot and a walk for the Brew Crew on Monday. Since June 1st, Chirinos had 7 games played. He's hitting 300 with a double, 2 homers, 4 runs scored, and 6 RBIs. It's been kind of a down season for Chirinos in his first season in the bigs. So hopefully he's starting to get comfortable and has a big second half of the season ahead. Corey Jolks, the new leadoff hitter for the Chicago White Sox since Tommy Pham hit the IL. Jolks went 1-for-5 with a solo shot on Monday. Over the last 12 games as a leadoff hitter, Jolks is hitting 280 with 4 doubles, 2 homers, 6 runs scored, 4 RBIs, and a stolen base, providing some deeper league outfield option. Then Jake Rake Cronenworth went 2-for-4 with a double, a homer, 2 runs scored, and an RBI on Monday. Over the last 11 games, the Padres cleanup hitter is hitting 289, 4 doubles, 2 homers, 5 runs scored, and 10 RBIs. Cronenworth continues to be a great value from draft season. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Monday. Chris Paddock, 6 1/3 innings with no runs, 6 hits, no walks, and 6 Ks versus the Rockies. Paddock had 13 whiffs and a 30% CSW over 93 pitches. Paddock has now made 13 starts this year. He has a 4.79 ERA, but a 3.76 xFIP with 67 strikeouts and 71 1/3 innings pitched. More importantly, his velocity was back up on Monday night after a tweak in his mechanics that the pitching coach saw to aid in that game. Spencer Arrighetti of the Houston Astros looked pretty good in his start versus the Giants. Arrighetti went 5 2/3 innings, allowing 1 earned run, 4 hits, 3 walks with 6 strikeouts. Arrighetti had 11 whiffs and a 28% CSW on 99 pitches. And I've mentioned it in recent podcasts and fab articles and whatnot, but it appears Arrighetti might be figuring things out. Walks have been an issue all year, but that's come down a bit. And over Arrighetti's last 4 starts, he's thrown 19 2/3 innings with 5 earned runs, 25 strikeouts, and 12 walks. So I'd like to see the walks come down a little more, but the earned runs, the strikeouts, things are going in the right direction for Spencer Arrighetti. Then Eric Fede continues to smoke and mirrors his way through right now against the Mariners on Monday night. Fetty had 7 innings, 1 earned, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. He had 9 whiffs and a 28% CSW on 93 pitches. Fetty's last 7 starts, he's thrown 42 1/3 innings pitched, with allowing 13 earned runs with 36 strikeouts. I'm waiting for the blowups to happen, but they have not happened yet, so keep streaming away and having some fun. Not to mention you can usually stream against the Mariners because they strike out a lot. And if it wasn't for Michael Kopech and a horrible bullpen, Fetty might have got the W in this one. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Monday. Only 3 saves on the day. Craig Kimbrell picked up his 15th save of the year for the Orioles as they took down Tampa Bay. Michael Tonkin picked up his first save of the year for the Yankees, beating the Royals as Clay Holmes had the night off. And welcome back Trevor McGill, 10th save of the year for the Brew Crew versus the Toronto Blue Jays. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek at Tuesday's action on the diamond. Full slate of action. When we're talking DFS, it's a 12-game main slate starting at 7:10 p.m. Eastern. Some pitchers I'm looking at, if you're paying all the way at the top, Zach Wheeler against the Boston Red Sox. Paul Skenes against the St. Louis Cardinals is always fun. Probably your best price per your point per dollar play is Brian Wu versus Chicago White Sox. Don't mind some Jesus Luzardo versus the Mets. Luzardo struggled, but the Mets are horrific versus left-handed pitching. And then if you want some discounts, Tyler McGill versus the Miami Marlins. Lots of bats available on this slate. We'll start with the Cleveland Indians against a Cincinnati bullpen game in Great American Small Park. That'll be fun. Pittsburgh versus Miles Mikolas. Love me some Arizona versus Jose Suarez. Minnesota versus Cal Quantrill looks tasty. And then if you want to be a little different, the Angels versus Jordan Montgomery, especially the likes of Pilar and Adele, some of the power-hitting righties that have not been like Adele's been struggling, but still 7 home runs over the last month while hitting like .188. And you got Pilar, who's been a stud versus lefties, and Jomo's just not been good. He's not locked in. The late start to the year has really affected Montgomery, so the Angels could be a sneakier stack on the slate. Some things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday, Ronel Blanco takes on Jordan Hicks in San Francisco. That should be a fun one after the 10-inning Giants comeback on Monday. Zach Wheeler versus Cutter Crawford, nice interleague Eastern ball game there. Luzardo versus McGill, love both those pitchers, big fan of that game. Anytime Paul Skenes takes the bump, it's great, and then he gets to face Miles Mikolas and the St. Louis Cardinals. Marcus Stroman versus Brady Singer, the Yankees and the Royals continue their series in Kansas City. And then we get Drew Thorpe's debut for the Chicago White Sox as they take on Brian Wu and the Seattle Mariners. That should be a fun one in the Pacific Northwest. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com. And more importantly, become a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. Gets you a lot of amazing things like PLV Plus, gets you the Weekend Fab podcast by Nick Pollock, gets you projections and so much more when you're a member of PL Pro and PL Plus. So don't regret it. Sign up and enjoy what comes your way. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Tuesday's action on the diamond and get you ready for another full day of action on Wednesday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Tuesday, June 11th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com. NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With Erlita, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erlita is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erlita may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erlita can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erlita is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erlita.com. CP439267V1.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.